It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A couple of notes from Gerard Mayo, his press conference last hour. We gave you the update on David Andrews. He confirmed Andrews done for the year. Does that change the outlook for Drake May? Should it change the outlook for Drake May? You guys can jump in on that. A couple of other items. Number one, he said it's definitely under consideration that Gibson, Antonio Gibson, starts the game over Ramondre Stevenson after Stevenson fumbled each of the first 4 games, including losing fumbles in the last 2.
He's got a problem with the ball. Ball security has not been top priority.
Why would you do that now?
You could have benched him in the game, but you didn't bench him in the game. And it's not like Gibson wasn't available last game.
And Gibson was good last game.
He was in the game.
He was good. Gibson made big plays. He's been good all year.
So maybe he will. I was looking at a Gibson anytime touchdown, plus 275 in some places. I was like, I thought it'd be a longer shot than that.
I'd want more juice on that. Yeah, I'd want like plus 4 something.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, is this one of those things where after the fact, Mayo's regretting not taking him out more? And he's like, all right, now I'm going to do it? Or is it like, it's too late for that?
No, it's that it's not his call. This would be another example of Gerard Mayo in real time, let Ramondre Stevenson play. And if it's a consideration to start Antonio Gibson and, like, send that message to Stevenson now, it's clear it wasn't Mayo's message. It's somebody else's. Now, whose is that? Is it Elliot Wolfe? Is it Alex Van Pelt? I doubt it'd be Van Pelt. Van Pelt was on the coaching staff right there on the sideline.
Yeah.
Would the Crafts intervene on that? Like, I don't know.
No, I don't think that's...
Me either.
No.
So I don't know whose message it would be, but it's not Mayo's. If Mayo lets him play one series off... lets him go back to playing last week against the Niners and then sends the message this week?
No, I think that is a Mayo decision. Don't you?
No.
When they punted on 4th down, you think that was a Van Pelt decision or a Mayo decision?
Mayo.
Yes, okay. So I think that part's a Mayo decision. When Stevenson didn't play the first series after the fumble, was a Mayo decision?
Oh, yeah, I think that's a Mayo decision. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. But I think he went back to Stevenson.
He did.
So I'm saying this week, if Stevenson does not start the game, that's not a Mayo decision. That's what I'm saying. That's somebody else's decision.
Oh, okay.
And maybe it's
Van Pelt coming up with his first 15 plays or 10 plays or whatever it is, and all right, he's not going to be in there.
But no, or it's just Elliot Wolfe saying, hey, look, we can't send a message, Gerard.
Yeah, pick a lane.
Or the way ownership would get involved is it has become a talking point. And there are people questioning it in the media, the fan base going, what the hell? What's up with this problem? This never would have happened under Bill. And maybe Robert or Jonathan waltz downstairs and go, what's going on with this? And I don't know. It wouldn't go from Mayo giving the guy a series off and letting him play again to then not letting him start the next game. Like somebody, and I don't know who, but somebody would impress their opinion on Mayo to change his mind, because we all saw how he handled it in real time against San Fran.
Okay, now I get what you're saying.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So, because when Belichick would bench guys, it would be in-game, it would be for the rest of the game, right? And then sometimes I feel like it would carry over to the next week. Sometimes it wouldn't. A lot of times it would,
Stevenson, his rookie year. He didn't play for like weeks.
Yeah. Stevenson, his rookie year was an example. He hadn't really been established yet. Nope. I think some of the established guys were a little bit different.
Douglas last year got benched week two, I think, against Miami, but then was back the following week, if I'm not mistaken.
I just wonder, though, if this is... whether it's Mayo or Van Pelt, is it sort of the two of them hearing all the chatter about it? Like, is there, because they're like, hey, this is how we did it live in game.
Right.
And now it's been a lot of constant talk about, like, what are you doing? Specifically, Bill would have been different. Whether that should be the reason why you change or not is maybe beside the point. But because it's been a big talker this week, you're already adamant that you're sticking with Jacoby Brissett, but like, what other coaching decision can you make? Well, this guy, who's supposed to be your best player on offense, keeps dropping the ball, so what are you going to do about it?
So what's worse? Is it worse if he changed his mind based on like a narrative, or is it worse that somebody else told him to do it differently? What's worse?
Well, I feel like the second thing is we already feel like he's not in charge of the offense. He's not already running a lot of things. So if he's going against his own instinct, I feel like that's worse. Like, it's game five, and now you're being like, oh, yeah, maybe I should have done that. It's like, you feel that way? Or is it just because that's the chatter, and everybody's ripping you for that? But this would never happen under Belichick. I think he knows they don't have a ton of great players, and Ramondre Stevenson has the potential to be one of the few, at least very good players. Mm-hmm. And if you have any chance of beating Miami and like scoring some points, I think Ramondre is going to have to be a big part of it. So my guess is he just starts the game on Sunday.
So my guess is that's the case too, but he says it's definitely under consideration.
I didn't hear the question, though. Was it like a leading question like that?
Probably. I'd imagine it's something like, does Gibson...
or does Ramondre start this week?
Yeah,
maybe
well,
that was the question. I don't know. I don't have
he it. He said it. The quote I'm reading, this is from a Reese tweet. It's definitely under consideration that Gibson starts. Definitely under consideration is in quotes. So I think, is it possible Antonio Gibson starts this week and you send a message to Ramondre Stevenson? Definitely under consideration.
It's also a weird thing. It's not like starting in some of the other sports where I understand what the first series means and you go out there, but also depending on the formation and the play calls, like Gibson could start and Ramondre could get 20 carries. Like the way football is.
Right.
You know, so my bigger question is his overall
would he
role,
stay benched? Right.
Yeah, or just is his role less? Like he's out there in like a few passing plays. He's out there. He's not getting the ball.
My guess is if you're starting Gibson, that would be representative of
maybe
a change in role.
Well, the first 2 weeks, it looked like he was going to break the record for touches.
Yeah, and then like, he's going to get 400 touches this
week
year.
Week 3, they're like, we got to get Pop Douglas going. So Ramondre barely touched the ball in week 3, but even when he did, he fumbled. And then week 4, he fumbled again.
37-93-7. Jones, you're such a donkey. True.
Agreed.
It's 100% Mayo's choice not to start Stevenson. You sound ignorant. I mean, maybe. It should be the coach's decision. Just why would he handle it a certain way last week and then do a complete U-turn this week and start Gibson?
Also,
that would be inconsistent.
Folks, is it his decision to start Jacoby Brissett?
Right, thank you. I like this too. 37-93-7. Mayo would sit the offense's best player and continue to play their worst player, Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't think
that's a bold move.
I don't think that is completely up to him.
No, I don't either.
You know what I was also thinking about when we're, you know, like whose decision is it? Mayo's the one that has to answer all these questions about it. Do you remember, I think it happened in the preseason and then maybe once early in the season, once with Greg and then maybe one other press conference scenario, he referenced the fact that he was the rookie of the year.
Mayo's done that multiple times.
Multiple times.
Yeah, yeah.
He has referenced the fact that he was defensive rookie of the year. You know how you can't be rookie of the year? Not play. So don't you think, like, he himself had a ton of success as a rookie in the NFL.
That's a good point. His own experience, you would think if he applied it to Drake May, he'd be like, yeah, you'll learn by playing.
You can play. Yeah,
rookies
and you can
rookies
have success.
Can play.
He has seen it himself.
I was rookie of the year. I played. Good point.
The fact that he even brought that up, like, great. If I was rookie of the year, I'd bring it up every day in every conversation. So I'm not even faulting him for bringing it up. Like, it's a great achievement. And he was also a top 10 pick.
Yep.
So he has that in common. I don't think he thinks it would have been best for him to sit. And he sees rookies have success all the time, but no more so than himself.
One other note from Mayo. He said he's not concerned about losing the locker room.
That's what everybody says right before you lose it.
No, you know what's funny is he and Doug Peterson were both being asked about the same thing at the exact same time. The Jaguars coach, there was a report that he already has lost it. There's no report that Mayo has lost it. It's just that, like, oh, it's kind of teetering and there's different things. Down in Jacksonville, it's like a full-on question, and Peterson was much more defiant and pushed back against it. But that's usually, you know, when a GM or an owner says the coach is safe, like, oh, no, coach is definitely safe. You're like, oh, boy.
Oh,
like,
what's boy. Next? We're on thin ice.
No, but that's why this is a big game in that. Like, it's not a big game in, like, oh, my God, they're 2-3. I'm like, wait, well, how can they get in the playoffs? It's a big game on they're actually the favorite. It's an undermanned Miami team. They're at home. If they win this, that buys them a little bit more. Forget the Brissett thing, but it just kind of, all right, the coaching staff got smoked in consecutive weeks. Scoreboard was lopsided, but not as lopsided as it really was.
Way worse.
So they got pantsed, right? Like Mayo, Covington, Van Pelt, they all got pantsed. So do you respond by coming out and beating Miami? Even if it's an ugly game, if you get a win, okay. Like maybe everything kind of cools down a little bit. You've also lost a bunch of players due to injury. That would be such a big response.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Unfortunately, the flip side is also true. If you lose a fourth straight game and lose to the worst team that you've played so far, like, look out. Look out below.
Well, and Curran said the culture with the team, the locker room's good, but he said if they lose this Miami game, let's see how that looks. One more from Mayo, and then we can get to Devontae Adams. He was asked about Godchow and his recent comments here on Jones and Keefe.
Nice.
He said, I'm okay with that because that's what I said in the squad meeting.
Ooh, squad meeting.
Some of those plays are selfish plays. So there you go. So Mayo is calling these players out for being selfish. I wonder how that's going over with the Keon Whites and Josh Uche's of the world. I guess we'll see.
And like, as good as Keon White's start was, like, you're not Aaron Donald.
Nope.
So like, you can't kind of do your own thing. Josh Uche is not even, you know, Pete Donald. Like, he's none of these guys. So how do they take this coaching? Like, it's an opportunity to kind of get these guys, swing these guys back in line. You have somebody like Devon Godchow, who is a veteran player.
Yep.
Maybe he'll help, and guys will kind of realize that. Like, that wouldn't be the first time that happened, where somebody gets called out, and then rather than responding negatively, they actually take to it, and they take the coaching, and boom.
Maybe. Pop Douglas called the team out before the Jets.
Yeah.
Godchow called the team out after the Niners, and let's see who's calling the team out after the Dolphins next week. So that's definitely worth following.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.